Hey guys, so I thought I would come back with a little story time slash audio confession thing because people seem to enjoy what I had to say last time, so I thought this time I would talk about how I dommed this guy fairly semi recently. I just thought I would talk about what went down and what exactly happened, and talk about that in a little bit more depth because it was very hot. It was the not the first time, but it was, it's up there on my experiences. I will say that. So I had been talking to this guy for about a couple of months or so, and I genuinely didn't think it was gonna go anywhere. I mean, we had spoken on the phone, we had sexted, we had sent nudes, all that good stuff. And then it was surprising when the time actually came around because I just didn't think it was gonna happen. Just considering with everything that's been happening in the past year and a half, I don't think I need to elaborate on that. But just with everything that's been happening, I just didn't think it was gonna happen. And we both go to unis in different parts of the country. Granted, though, they're not that far from each other, but they were far enough in which it was kind of a little bit out of the way, a little bit, a tiny, tiny bit of an inconvenience. But at least it's not like in America where I've heard that, like, you have states or places that are literally so far apart that you need to get planes. Granted, there are places in England like that. For example, let's say you wanted to go to Scotland or somewhere like that, you would have to, I mean, you wouldn't have to, but getting a plane is definitely an option. But anyway, that is not the point, that's not the focus. As you can tell, I get a little shy when I talk about my real life story, so I feel like I end up rambling a little bit. But back to the main story. So I met up with the guy, like I said, about like a month ago, so semi recently, and I meet him and I'm just like, oh my god, like this guy, he's so tall. Because I'll say, I like taller guys, but short guys are also very, very cute as well. Don't get me wrong, and I feel like they make such adorable subs, but the idea that tall kind of, I don't say like macho because he wasn't, but I guess like more masculine guys, tall masculine guys who you wouldn't expect for them to be submissive in any kind of way. To me, it's a lot hotter because it's like we could be walking around, hand in hand, and then they don't know that once we get home and the clothes come off, he's the one on his knees and I'm the one with the leash around his neck, So I've always found that to be really hot. So we meet and we just make small talk. I'm kind of just looking up at him. For reference, I want to say I'm about, I'm probably about 5'2", 5'3", so I'm kind of on the small side, and he had to be around, oh my god, probably about like 6'2", 6'3", I want to say, so like about a foot in difference. So I just kept looking at him and I was like, wow, I can't wait to get home and dom the fuck out of this guy. I was just thinking about the whole time, or how like it was like, wow, I want to peg this guy like right now. And just bend him over the desk because that would be so hot. But we walk around town for a while and then he says to me, do you have any errands that you want to have done? And I was like, actually, I think I do. I think I have some shopping and things like that to do, but I wouldn't expect you to do that because, we're here to hook up. I'm not here to run errands, But then he was like, oh no, please let me do it. I can carry all the bags for you. I can do absolutely everything. And then I thought, well, if he's offering, who am I to say no? So then we went out, did some shopping, for some food and clothes and all of that stuff, and he carried all of the bags. I can't even remember how many bags there were, but there was a handful. And then I said to him, do you want my bags too? Like my backpack and my my little crossbody bag. That has all my stuff in it. And he was like, yeah, pass it over. So there he is, this tall, big guy. And I'm just there like, ah, my little servant, you know, my little tall servant. Then we finally make it back to mine, unload all the stuff, and yeah, we get down to it. I mean, we're making out for a while, and even before that I could tell that he was like a little hard, so I had to ask him about that. I was like, surely running the errands for me and doing the little tasks turned you on that much? And he said, well, yeah, I just like the idea of just doing things for you, even if it's not necessarily sexual. Like, it was hot, the idea of you just kind of ordering me around to do things. Because I wasn't especially mean. I just, you know, if I wanted something, I'd just be like, can you grab that for me? Can you get that for me? Can you do this? Can you do that? And he just did it. He just listened to what I said. And then that's what made it so much easier later on, because he just listened to what I said and he was just so happy about it. So, you know, we're in my halls, Americans, I'm pretty sure you call them dorms, anywhere else, I'm sorry, but, yeah, I was in, like, halls of residence, and, I had some flatmates, still in, I think around this time I lived with about 4 or 5 other people, so it was it was usually quite busy a lot of the time. There was always people coming and leaving, so there was always at least, like, 1 or 2 other people in the flat at minimum. And then I'll always tease him, say stuff like, oh, like, do you want my flatmates to hear? Because you can be loud. Because at this point, I lived with people that I didn't necessarily like, so I didn't really care about, this guy I was hooking up with being loud or me being loud. I mean, there'd been so many times where I'd be just, like, going ham on the vibrator or, like, having phone sex at, like, 3 in the morning, so I didn't really care. I didn't really care for what, if they were gonna be mad at me or not, and then they never brought up anything. They never brought up anything about this either. I think, although, actually, no, sorry, one of my flatmates, because I was friends with maybe 2 of them, and then one of them, he asked me, like, oh, I had some very odd noises from your room yesterday, did anything happen? I was like, oh, you know, I just had this guy around and just did some things, you know. I didn't go into too much detail, but I think he knew. And, sorry, I'm just trying to get my bearings, just because the whole thing was just a lot, and a lot of it was hot, and I'm just trying to figure out where to even go with the rest of the story, but I remember now. I said that I rambled. So, after we'd done making out for a while, I switch up a bit and I get on top of him, because that's definitely my favourite position to be in, and I just start grinding against him, and I notice that he has a bell, so I say to him, would you like me to tie you up? And he said, well, please do that. And I said, please what? And he said, please mistress. And I was like, oh, that's a good boy right there. He knows what I want already, and we've only known each other for about an hour or so. So that's a really good start. So then I tie his hands with the belt, make sure that they're behind his back, and I just keep grinding in his lap, because I just, at this point, want to get him, like, painfully hard, you know? And not even let him touch me, because that's, I just love being teased, especially when I'm the one doming. And then I just kiss along his neck and his jaw. And then occasionally I run my thumb across his bottom lip. And they're really soft, actually, especially for a guy. I think he might put on, like, lip balm or something, so that was cute. He was getting ready for me, I like to think. And then I would occasionally put my thumb into his mouth and just, you know, put it a little bit deeper, and I would add an extra finger when I felt like it. I just really just like seeing how wet he can get my fingers, really. And then I unbuttoned his shirt and I played with his nips for a little while. I find it really cute when guys are into having their nipples played with, because it's so much fun to do it. I'd like pinch them sometimes, or like roll my thumb over it, bite it, lick it, you know, just play with them because it's fun. And then at this point he's just whining and moaning and saying my name, and just he's literally a mess, and I haven't even really properly touched him yet. So then at this point I knew, I was like, this guy is gonna be a lot of fun. So then, you know, I play nice for a little bit, I unzip his trousers, see who I'm working with, and well, he's clearly fully hard. Like, there's already a wet spot on his boxers, and, you know, a little bit of pre-cum. I made sure to get my thumb on that and stick it back into his mouth. I made sure to call him a slut too while I did it, and that only made him more hard. I could see his cock twitch after that. yeah, I'm surprised he didn't come right there and then, to be perfectly honest. But at this point he's like begging me, like, please, 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 please touch me. I just want to be touched so bad. Or, please, miss, please, mistress, is there anything I can do for you, please? I'm so hard. And then I was like, okay, I'll bite. If you want to be a good boy, then why don't you lay down on the bed and let me ride your face? And his face lit up at that. He was more than happy to. So I pushed him back, and you know, I'm still making sure that his hands are properly secured and tied, and they are, he can't do anything with them. And then I just, well, I sit on his face, and then I'm just grinding against his tongue while pulling at his hair. Like, I hear him moan so much, but obviously it's pretty muffled because his face is in between my thighs. And I just keep yanking at his hair because it's just so nice and fluffy and cute. And, you know, I just yanked it and it's great. And then I just keep riding against his face. And then occasionally I'd pull off. And then he would just beg for me to get on his face again. And then I would just be like, are you sure? Are you sure? I'd drag it out as long as I could, even though his face is just dripping wet at this point because of me. And I would just take, well, I guess you can call it cum. I'd take it and I'd stick it right back in his face again. You know, get it on my fingers. Fuck his mouth with my fingers. He's really enjoying himself. He's just moaning like a bitch, and it was like the hottest thing ever. So then I'd give in again, right against his face a bit more, then lift up from his face and watch him beg for it again. And then I would just get back to it until I came all over his face. And then he would say, thank you, miss. And then I would say, you've been such a good boy, but I'm not done with you yet. And then I decided it would be a very fun idea to finally free his cock from his boxes. But at this point, he is throbbing, and he is so fucking hard. Like, he's just one stroke away from coming all over himself. So then I thought it'd be a good idea if I got the lube and to see if he can come without me touching his cock, because I did not do that for that entire time. So then I made sure to spread his hole a bit, and he was just so needy for it. It was so cute. So then I got the lube, got it all over my fingers, and I made sure to get him nice and wet and fuck him real good. And it only took about I don't even know if it was a minute. It only took about a minute of that, and he just came all over himself, all over his stomach, all over the bed sheets. I think a little bit of it got on his face too. Yeah, I did, because I made sure to get that little drop and then to get him to lick it off my fingers, and he really enjoyed that. I was like, please, miss, can we do it again? I swear I can get hard again, miss. I'm sorry, I just wanted to fuck you. And I just started laughing because I was like, you're not gonna fuck me. No, that's not gonna happen. Not yet, anyway. Maybe later, but not now. No. So, I tried to see if my strap was about. Because I have got like this really big box of, well, basically harnesses, straps, toys, whatever you can think of, I've got it. So I fumbled around for that for a little bit, and you know, I make sure that his hands are still properly restrained before I do root around in that box, and then I whip out my strap. He's already so excited to see that, and he's like, please, can you fuck me, please, miss? And I was like, well, no, not yet, no, I want you to suck my strap, is what I told him. And then he was more than happy to. I was standing up and he got between my knees, and he was deep throwing it and sucking it, and let me hit the back of his throat, and he was just so eager for it as well, just moaning around my strap. It was so fucking hot. And then just doing that got him rock hard again. So then I said to him, do you want me to fuck you over the desk, or do you want to ride me? It's up to you, but your hands still have to be restrained, you know that, right? I said to him, and he was like, I think I want you to fuck me over the desk and then I ride you, or you fuck me over the desk and then I ride you afterwards. And I was like, oh, okay, so you think you'll be able to last two position switches? And he just kept nodding. He was like, yes, miss, I swear that I can, I swear. And he was able to do it. I was very impressed by that, because he came very quickly the first time, but I guess he really tried his best to long it out as soon as possible. So I just wanted him to ride me first, because I felt like, bending bending a guy over the desk and fucking him is definitely like the grand finale, you know? Like, I feel like that's definitely a lot hotter. And at least it gives me a bit of a break, because I'm just so much smaller than he is. So at least if he is gonna be riding me, at least I'm like, okay, well, this won't necessarily hurt my neck too much. So he fucks himself. Well, I was gonna let him fuck himself for me, but I just like the idea of him just being restrained more, really. So I just made sure he was
nice and loose and wet for me, and he still was, so that was good. So then I just kind of let him go into town on my cock, and again, super fucking hot. Occasionally I would grab his hips and then help him move a little bit, you know, I wasn't being completely cruel. Although it was hard, again, like I said, with the height. And he just, my God, just kept going up and down, just thrusting. And I was spanking too, made sure that ass was bright red. Even though I couldn't properly see it, I knew that it was, because he'd be whining after each spank. Like, at one point it just sounded like just that for like a good minute or two. And then I'd be pulling his hair, calling him names like good boy, good slut, good little bitch. All those names, I just got them harder and harder. And then we had to stop for a while, because I didn't want him coming just yet, because he said he wanted to be fucked over the desk. So of course I had to fuck him over the desk. So then he gets off me, we have a little break, have a little water break. I ask him if he needs anything, like if he wants to take a longer break, or if he wants a snack, or if he just wants to lie down for a bit. And he's like, no, don't worry, I just want the water, and then we can keep on going. And I was like, alright, that's fine. So then he positions himself over the desk, and his ass is bright red, like real fucking red. And it's just, his hole is just like all wet and glistening with lube and sweat, and it was quite the sight to see, to be honest. So I lube up my strap again, and I should have made him suck it, to be honest. I don't know why I didn't do that, that was silly of me, but I just lubed it up myself. And then I just stuck it in there. Although at this point, another thing as well, I wish I wore heels. I really wish I wore heels. I feel like that would have made things far easier. I mean, he was over the desk, so it wasn't too bad, but there was a lot of him, okay? There was a lot of him, and I'm only a small person. So it was a bit hard, but, like, we managed. And, yeah, I just fucked that. Oh, my God. I am so sorry, guys. I live on a very busy street, so I'm sorry if it's taking you out of the illusion. But anyway, I fucked the shit out of him. I absolutely go for it. Occasionally, because of the belt, I would yank at it. You know, just to make him remember even more that he's restrained, and he can't touch himself, and he's just begging me to touch him. And he's just rubbing his dick against the desk to try and get as much friction as he could, which I found kind of pathetic, but also very adorable at the same time. And then I would fuck his mouth with my fingers from time to time, spank him, pull at the belt, pull at his hair, bite his neck, leave scratches on his back every now and then. And then, lucky for him, and lucky for me as well, he said to me he always wanted to be written on in lipstick, and it was a good thing I had some makeup on the counter. So I had this bright red, like, MAC lipstick, and I just wrote slut in huge letters on his back, and he made me take a photo, of course, with the strap still inside him with that on his back. And I'm pretty sure I have that Polaroid still knocking around somewhere, but that's just for me. But I'm sure you guys can imagine it. It was It's very, very good. Very hot.
And then, yeah, I'm just, well, fucking him till he comes, really. And he just comes all over the desk, which is not so convenient for me because it was over some university files I had. I mean, they weren't that important anyway, but probably wasn't like the best idea to fuck there. But I mean, I've always wanted to fuck someone over the desk, so it was a small price to pay. So then I pull out, but then he begs me, he's like, please just let me just suck you off and clean off your strap, please, miss. And I was like, okay, I'll bite, I'll let you do that, because, you know, you're such a good slut after all. So I let him do that, and then I have an idea that enters my head. So I take the lipstick, and then I put it on his lips, make sure to get it right on there, and it suits him so well. It really compliments him, I'd say. And he's really good with that. And then I fucked his face once again, and then I just got the lipstick all over my dick. Ideally, next time, if I was going to do that with someone, I'd like to have them wear a little bit of eye makeup too, so that it can get smudged up and even more fucked up. I think the idea of someone wearing makeup while they're getting fucked, and then you see it afterwards as all, like, well, it's all gone, it's all run off, is pretty fucking hot. And he really enjoyed that too, the whole lipstick thing. So then we end the scene, I suppose. And at this point, we're both pretty exhausted because using a strap is like a full-on workout. If anybody else also uses a strap, they would know. But I make sure he's okay afterwards. I'm like, hey, was that good for you? Like, we can definitely take a break because I won't want to do anything for a while because he was here for the whole weekend, so obviously we fucked way more after that, but we needed the breather. And I said to him, is there anything I can do? Would you like water? Anything? Do you want us to shower together? Or you can just shower yourself? Like, what do you want? And he just said, can we just lie in the bed for a while, please? Because I'm just so tired. And I was like, of course we can, baby. And this is the thing, I think it's very important to have aftercare during, well, like, after sex, especially, like, even if it's, like, even if it's a hookup, I think you should really make sure that the person is okay and comfortable and is fine, and that you should take breaks if either of you need it. I think communication is very, very important. Obviously, we discussed a lot of things beforehand, like over texts and things, but obviously I made sure, like, in person that everything was okay. And we both had, like, a really good time, and hopefully we can, like, meet up and do something again, because that would be fun. Because he's very, 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 very fun to play with. And there's lots more things he wants to explore, a lot more things that I want to explore. And yeah, and we both also find aftercare very important. So yeah, I cleaned him up, I got some wet wipes and some rags because I didn't want the lipstick as well to, like, stain my bed. And then I'm pretty sure I grabbed him a snack anyway. Like, he said he didn't want it, but I was like, I'm gonna get you a snack. If you, even if you don't want it, you can have it later. I'm pretty sure about half an hour later we ended up ordering takeout anyway. I can't remember what it was. I think it might have been, like, Chinese takeout or something, which was particularly good. I feel like eating after, like, sex is probably one of the best things. Like, I know that they say a cigarette, which is also good, but whoa, food definitely hits the spot, and like a big jug of water, if you ask me. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm sorry that this has gone on for so long. It's like a lot of me rambling, really. My memory is real bad, and so is my rambling, and also just me being shy about telling talking about these kind of things, like, in my audios it's one thing, but talking about real life things is hard, but I still would like to maybe make this into a series, I don't know. So yeah, I hope you guys have enjoyed, and again, hope you're having a lovely day/night/evening, wherever you happen to be.